we're here with Kyra Meyer, the Valdez Counseling Center, and vaping has become a huge thing.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening here in Valdez, and then what are some concerns with vaping?
Here in Valdez, just like elsewhere, we know that vaping is occurring. One of the things that I think is important to mention is, unlike cigarettes, we do not have longitudinal data. We don't know what the long-term health effects of vaping are, but popcorn lung sure is terrifying, and I hope people take that seriously. The second bit is that when we're vaping, especially nicotine, vapes provide a higher concentration of nicotine than cigarettes do. So that means you're getting more of that addictive substance than you would in a normal cigarette.
And this is a bigger problem for youth right now.
Yes. So we know that young people, and by that, and this makes me feel ancient, we're talking about people under the age of 25, are more likely to vape than us older folks.